Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me today, Ralph Calhoun, Executive Director of the Biedenharn Museum. Ralph, thank you for joining us today.
Good morning, Bob. Great to be here.
Thank you for joining us, and a very exciting time at the museum, the reopening of the Bible Museum that's
right.
taking place.
We had a fire about 5.5 years ago, and almost immediately after that, the board and administration decided instead of just renovating what we had, we'd renovate and expand somewhat. And this is the final phase of that. It took a whole lot longer than we thought it would. We've kind of quietly opened a couple of weeks ago. We'll have some sort of grand opening, ribbon-cutting thing in a few months. But mm-hmm. we are open, and people have been bugging me for years to tell them when that happens. So I'm here to let them know, get them off my back, and tell them we're here.
For those who may not recall, how extensive was the damage in the fire?
It's very interesting. As far as things actually burning, very little. But mm-hmm. smoke damage was rather intensive on the second floor. And right. then there was water damage. You get that when you put out a fire on the first floor. And it wasn't like it burned down, but there was a lot that needed to be done inside.
Right.
And then we have Bibles, artifacts, things like that, that have taken years to clean up and a lot of time.
So that's been part of the ongoing process
and
the planning
so.
For renovation and expansion.
Right, yeah. And we've basically doubled our exhibit space. And the one thing I have found out about that is when you double exhibit space, it takes more than double the time to get the exhibit finished. So that's been quite a chore, but we're basically done.
Folks are excited about this. You know, in your own words, what is the historical perspective of the museum, and what does it bring to the area and the community?
Wow. I think we bring, it's a very unique place. It's hard to have a short mission statement because we combine a historic house, a garden, a Bible museum, and a Coke museum. So I think we, and programming, you know, we have concerts, we have lectures. So I think we bring,
right.
we're more of a cultural center maybe in some ways than just a museum.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be somebody who doesn't care for the Bible Museum, but they love the Coke Museum. Or there's a gardener who loves the garden, and they may not dislike the other things, but the garden is their focus. So I think we, you hear a lot of places say there's something for everyone, and there's probably not. But
right.
I think with us, there probably is something for everyone, sooner or later.
Now, the collection being brought back, Emily Biedenharn, the collection there, and also Daniel Bibb. Tell me a little bit about
right.
that.
Dan Bibb is a collector out of Atlanta, Georgia. When 12 years ago, when I interviewed for this job, they had a small exhibit of Russian icons from Dan Bibb's collection.
Mm-hmm.
Then when we had the fire, we had our second Dan Bibb icon collection exhibit. Probably there might have been 45 to 50 icons in that particular exhibit. And I tell people, a testament to Dan's friendship with our museum, you call someone, tell them that their items have been involved in a museum fire. And then 5 years later for him to say, hey, I want my collection to be part of the initial exhibit. I think that speaks a lot for him and maybe even for us as a museum. So instead of 45 to 50, we have over 75 icons and,
wow.
and associated items on exhibit. It's incredible. It really is.
And quite a testimony to Dan and his belief and support of the museum.
Yeah, I think so.
What is the appreciation that you hear from visitors that attend the Bible Museum? Because obviously, you know, there's such history with each piece that you come across,
right.
with each Bible that's represented. What's some of the things that you hear?
I think people find it to be a very peaceful place. And I think people are curious about Bibles. And each one has its own story. So we've got the Elliott Indian Bible, which was translated. This man came to America in the early 1600s,
mm-hmm.
Developed a written language for a people group who didn't have a written language solely to get a Bible into their hands. So that's a story, and I think people relate to that. We have a Gutenberg leaf, which everyone,
right.
I think most everyone knows Gutenberg Bible was basically the first book ever printed. And there's an incredible story there, and I think as people see that and they read the labels or our docents talk to them about it, they realize what an incredibly historical document that is. And I think people just feel comfortable looking at Bibles. I think it maybe centers some people.
So the Bible Museum now open, the reopen, the big celebration right. at a soon to be announced date.
Right, yeah. I think soon we wanted to kind of quietly open it, make sure everything works. And then sometime, maybe as late as the fall, we'll have a big opening. We'll bring Dan Bibb in from Atlanta and tell him how wonderful he is, because he is, to let us borrow these, and probably have some announcements around that.
Definitely.
Some donations from him, too, we expect.
Definitely look forward to that. Something to look forward to coming up tomorrow is a special situation, a book signing that's going to be
right,
going on.
Right, yeah. We've got a local artist, Doug Kennedy, who has illustrated a book called My Friends the Flowers, a children's book, and he's going to be in the garden. We're hoping it won't rain Saturday, mm-hmm. But he'll be in the garden signing his book. People can purchase the book at the gift shop at the museum, but also there'll be some for sale there in the garden. And Doug will sign that book. He'll also talk about it. I think it's the kind of book that the illustrations are great. Kids will love it. And it talks about gardens and the personalities of different plants.
Not only something they can have signed, but also learn from as well.
Quite a bit of learning, I think so.
Looking forward to that. Hours of operation at the museum, right?
Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5. Sunday, 2 to 5.
And a website that they can find out more?
www.bmuseum.org.
Ralph Calhoun, Executive Director with the Beanhorn Museum. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
You can hear this and other Lagniappe podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.